there's a big difference between a ranking and a rating. Massey's rating them. He's not ranking them. He's basically figuring out who's going to win their very next contest. And there's a huge big difference with that. If any of you watch, like, College Game Day with Mark May and Lou Holtz on ESPN, they're always referring to the rating aspect of who's going to win their very first game, and they're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to treat it just like if everybody could play round robin, the same identical schedule, who would be the top teams that you would put in the playoff? And I wish I could debate those guys, but they're not doing it right. And Massey's like doing a rating. I'm literally doing a ranking. It doesn't matter when you beat a team. It counts whether it was played in the first week of the season or whether it's in the last.
I was going to ask John Barb, in layman's terms, how do you rank the teams?
Okay.
What's the formula that you use?
Sure. It's not the type of formula we can whip out a piece of paper and actually
right.
do the individual math for each team. This you have to have like a computer, because each rating of each team is interdependent with the team that they played, which is interdependent on another team that they play. And what you have to do is, it's like, just imagine a stack of flapjack pancakes. Probably about the best way I could explain it. If pancake A beats pancake B, you're going to put A on top of B. If pancake B beats pancake C, you're going to put B on top of C. And that's going to be your list. But if you do that with like a strength of schedule, like an RPI, like they do for college basketball, there's no guarantee you're going to get that, because it's not a foundation to do it that way. It's kind of confusing. Basically, on the website I made links to, like, these other guys. I don't know them. They have, like, well, I think one of them is, like, a college professor, and he did a big write-up on how he moves those values up and down on that, with the interdependent stuff on there for the rating. But you definitely need a computer for that to do that. So.
Well, the good thing for our listeners, they just have to go to femaletacklefootball.com to find the ranking.
Yep.
Now, with your formulas, it changes every week? Is that how it works? I'm a little unfamiliar with the whole process. Does it get updated as games are played?
Oh, yeah. After each week of play, the data gets loaded up, and the computer has to do it all over from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to make a long story short, every team is assigned 100 points, and they go through playing each other the number of times that they've played each other so far. And if their point value is above their expected wins, you kick up their value 2%. Or you kick it down if it's down, if they're below their rating. And then you do another iteration. Well, I got this computer program that does it 2,000 loops. And eventually you get equilibrium, where everybody has their suitable value, where their expected wins equals their actual wins. I mean, this is a big-time engineering stuff. Well, you're probably like, oh, whatever.
Well, like I said, our listeners won't have to do the math. They just have to go to your website, femaletacklefootball.com.